Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Lewis, Hank Vogler. I got to tell you that the first broadcast I did this morning, Trent on the Loose, I had Tony Hassenbeck, who's been 8 years in the State House of Oklahoma as a representative since 2018. And I said, you know, what are you okay with me calling a politician? And she went on why politicians was the right term. I said, you know, my friend Hank Vogler says that if you look at the Latin politics, you got many blood-sucking insects. Ironically, she has spent a great deal of time studying blood-sucking insects. So
is
my name on that list? We had a great discussion about Alpha Gal, which has been dominated my week's conversations. Anyway, I was just going to let you know that. Speaking of human health, in the Across the Pond version, I shared with Damien the shortage of penicillin. Thanks to production partner Luke, he's generated some data. You have some experiences. I'm not sure we have a full grasp of how the lack of proper biosecurity at our border has created, and I'm not saying that's the only cause, but has created a human health hazard that we're not getting a full measure of information about.
Well, as I told you in the break, that my friend, he'd worked for me for years and wanted a green card, and brought his family up and everything after he got it, but he had to go take a test, and he tested positive for exposure to tuberculosis. So he had to take a regimen of some very strong medicine. I got to talk to the doctor two or three times, and I said, well, boy, this is going to clean this up. And this was before the invasion at the border. This is, hell, this was 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, probably everybody in Southern California, Southern in Texas, all the Southern states, the entire population has been exposed to tuberculosis 15 years ago. And all the people from Mexico all the way to Tierra del Fuego in Chile, Argentina, have been exposed. It's just a real common thing among the poor, being exposed to tuberculosis. They may not have an active case going, but they've been exposed. So we opened the borders under Uncle Joe and let them in by the thousands. Well, you know, stay tuned. That may affect measles, mumps, all sorts of diseases that other people in other countries, no biosecurity whatsoever, just here's a pair of pliers, there's the fence. That's not very intelligent. Now we want.
I don't even think they needed pliers. They said, "Here's the gate, walk through."
Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah, here, let me show you where the gate is.
And then also, production partner Luke dug up that syphilis is on the rise, and there is some components of holding back penicillin because it's the effective against syphilis. What? If we have all of these old school, and maybe they're not old school diseases, maybe I've been isolated. We've all been isolated from what's really going on with human health.
Well, and then when you know, somebody will probably come up with something positive. Mr. Kennedy is promoting the protein meat diet. And maybe that's why nobody seems to be blinking about the price of a hamburger. Luis and I went to Idaho Saturday to pick up some bulls, and it was $19 for three pieces of chicken. Gratian's calling.
I thought we were going to get him on with us one of these days.
Well, no, this is Arnold Trofe, a guy I went to grade school with all the way through high school. He's another worry wart. He'll call me and tell me how the world's not turning the right direction or something. So,
yeah. Well, we do need to put the earth on a better axis.
Something. But again, all of these things, there's a pro and con to everything. The people in New Zealand are holding back more ewe lambs. The people in America, I promise you, they're going to try and squeeze another lamb, just like the guys with the calves, guys with the old cows. Everybody's going to try and get that new pickup truck, pay that. But it's like gambling in a casino. Boys and girls, you want a thought for the day? Never gamble with more money than you can afford to lose. Clean up your debt. Clean up things, because at some point in time, things will change. And if you're betting on $5 calves to float your boat, you may get disappointed in a year or so. I think you got a little time, because the heifers are going to come off of the market. The old cows are going to come off of the market, and maybe the people quit eating meat. But we're not promoting a vegetarian diet all of a sudden. We're promoting a protein central meat eaters. And I hope when we have the meeting on the 27th in Winnemucca with the BLM, that somebody's going to say the number of livestock running in the state of Nevada is down 70%. You want more beef and bring it in from Brazil? I can bring you in some real fresh meat from right across the street. Let me do it. But the Nevada Department of Wildlife, one of the head stud muffins came up to me after a county commission meeting and said, and he was pleading poverty at the meeting. He come out and said, we'll buy your ranch. Just put a price on it. The Nevada sheep industry's done. They want to put wild sheep on every mountain, but every country I've been to hunt wild sheep, they're no problem. They have the pneumonia too, but they don't ignore it. They ignore it. We saw 1,000 head of Marco Polos every day. 1,000 head of Atali Argyles. Saw them every day. And sheep and goats everywhere. It's all politics. Number one, many ticks.
You remember 20 years ago when we would walk through the history of the sheep industry since 1934, and we both said, pay attention, cattlemen, because the path is the same exact thing. We're not building back heifers. More importantly, what you just said is what is happening. The area of land that's available for ruminants to graze is diminishing greatly. Just look at your USDA. They want to take the CRP acres in this new farm bill from 23 million acres to 40 million acres. And some people say, yeah, but Trent, there's some grazing CRP acres. Have you talked to people who have grazing CRP acres? I know people who lost their land because of grazing CRP, because we're getting enough paid from the government. We don't want the cows out there. And it's still the stocking rates at 50%. And that's not including the urbanization and all of these solar and wind and AI data centers and everything else that is removing land from 27% since 2018, 27% of the grazing land has gone and accelerating.
Yeah. And you tell people that and they just blink and go, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Or whatever they do. It just blows by them. It don't mean nothing to them. And they say they're not going to put any more solar panels on these private land, on these farms. They got her locked in right now, just waiting for the fast drive-up window for their NEPA process. They're going to put one right in, practically in Ely. Nevada Energy wants a 3,500-foot corridor all the way across the state. Well, what do you think they're going to put under that corridor? There is no private land in White Pine County, and it's going out the window. And even the productive areas are going out the window for a quick buck. Come on, snake eyes.
Yeah, I actually think it's a longer-term plan than a quick buck. I think there is a plan for humanity, and that is to be replaced with digital people.
Well, now that's a kind of a little bit of a depressor there for me, lad. I kind of think that maybe there will still be a little reproduction out there.
We have to make that happen, though, because they're planning to eliminate it.
Well, but they're doing the same thing in China, in Japan, all the countries. You know, if you want to control the world's population, the best way to do it is with capitalism. People have fewer kids. It's a known fact. They live better. Everything. They take better care of themselves. They may live a little longer, but they don't reproduce in large numbers. I mean, do you want to stop overpopulation on the earth, which they've been talking about since I was born? You got to buy everybody a television. The old man will go and sleep in front of the TV. That's That's a guarantee. You don't need birth control. Just that everybody needs a television.
George Orwell, the author of 1984, said there will not be a revolt because people won't take time away from looking at their screens to engage. He wrote that in the 50s.
Bingo. Old George had her down, didn't he?
And even your buddy Bobby Kennedy is now talking about the lack of fertility in males. What's causing the males to have such a fertility problem?
Probably because they're eating tofu. I don't know. I mean, there's a cycle of life. Maybe they're wearing their underwear too tight. I have no idea.
I think that's closer than the tofu statement.
But it's the evolution. There's always, you got to have a boogeyman. Do you realize how many people would be put out of business if there was only one line of nutrition? If there was only one line of medicine, one line of education, one line of pickups, one line, there would be thousands of people put out. Now they're going to have communist grocery stores in New York. All the bodega people that sell cigarettes and beer, they're going to go out of business. I mean, yeah, from day one, when they invented the Clovis point, I wonder how many cavemen that put out of business or had to be retrained to shoot a bow and arrow. Before that, they had a spear. So yeah, I mean that, and then all you got to do, if you want to be the boss, just go, you know, we got trouble right here in River City. We gotta stop this playing with the instrument. We gotta do this. We gotta do that. I'm telling you, the end of the world. How many religions? The end of the world is right around the corner.
There is the end of something right around the corner. It's called Roll Route. Trent Lusak Vogler, have a great day. See you tomorrow. And all roads do. I started this one discombobulated, and I ended this one discombobulated. All roads do lead to a Roll Route. Don't forget about the Proud of the Farm Energy Free Waters. More details about how that heat from Earth can be your friend. You don't need to worry about it. It'll take care of itself. You got to manage them like everything else. Just get more details and maybe talk to some people. I got 17 of them. If you want to talk to me, I can tell you the ins and outs, how they work, how they don't work, and I'll just be straight up. But I'll also tell you, Kelly would not let me have 17 if these puppies didn't work. So more details about the Pride of the Farm Energy Free Waters, along with the number one mineral selling feeder on the North American continent at prideofthefarm.com.